Warm, dry, and windy weather in the Fairbanks area over the weekend stoked the Stewart Creek 2 wildfire, burning east of Eielson Air Force Base. The fire is now nearly 80,000 acres. Richard Hadley is a public information officer with an incident management team from California assigned to the fire. Nearly 700 personnel are battling the blaze. Hadley says that includes 6 hotshot crews, 16 hand crews on the ground, and help from various agencies.
The Department of Defense has 3 Type 1 helicopters, the large Chinook, they've made available to us. And then today we expect to have 2 Black Hawk helicopters from the National Guard here in Alaska. So that kind of cooperation and bringing the necessary resources to bear on the fire is really helping out.
Hadley says crews continue to secure more than 600 homes threatened by the blaze.
We've had crews in there for days taking measures to reduce fuels around the homes and secure them. In some locations, we actually installed water tanks and hose line and sprinkler systems.
Christopher Cox is a forecaster with the National Weather Service in Fairbanks. He says the fire is large enough to make its own weather.
When you get that much smoke into the atmosphere, it will actually make its own cumulus clouds. And so far, we haven't had any lightning strikes or rain from the pyro clouds, but don't expect that in the future either.
On Saturday night, officials held a community meeting to address local concerns regarding the fire. Fort Wainwright Commander Colonel Ron Johnson took the floor. He says despite persistent red flag warnings, the Army moved forward with artillery training that ignited the fire earlier this month. The Army was able to mitigate the blaze until last week.
So it was monitored, smoked up, they hit it again, and then when the fire conditions changed and the weather can change, it flared up. And now we got what we got.
120 adults and 57 children left the Two Rivers and Pleasant Valley communities Sunday following an evacuation notice. But that notice was lifted this afternoon. The communities are still under an evacuation watch.